Well, you know, God commands us to be holy as he is holy, right? So, I mean, like we see this Leviticus 19, verse 2, and 1 Peter 1, 15 and 16. Proverbs 12, 15, the way of fools seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice. So it would seem to be that God wants us, you know, to live as he does. But in the end, because of free will, he allows us to choose whether or not we're going to strive to be holy as he is. Are we going to work out our faith with fear and trembling, or come into the kingdom just barely making it, as 1 Corinthians 3, 10 through 15 talks about? You know, by the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should build with care, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. If it is burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved, even though as only one escaping through the flames.
Wow.
So basically, it boils down to this. What is our choice to do today? Are we going to live according to his will or ours? You know, I mean, like, his will is perfect. Our will needs to yield to his and be, you know, submitted to him. And you know, that permissive will that is being talked about, that's where God's like, I'm giving you that choice. What are you going to do with it?